As you heard, bubonic plague gets its name from the buboes, grossly swollen and infected lymph nodes in the groin and under the arm. Soman Abraham is Professor of Pathology at Duke University School of Medicine in North Carolina, and he's been using advanced technology to find out how the plague germ, Yersinia pestis, has had the power to cause such devastation over the centuries.
The fleas carry the bacteria, and the bacteria then traffic into the lymph nodes, and then from the lymph nodes it starts to go into the circulation.
Why did you start studying it?
Yeah, we got interested just by the fact that when we undertook some studies in mice comparing the growth in lymph nodes between Salmonella and E. coli and then introduced Yersinia as a kind of a control, we found that the lymph nodes of mice infected by Yersinia was so much larger than the other mice that were infected with Salmonella or E. coli. So we were fascinated by that and we were then curious to know why you had these buboes. And it was never clear from the literature what role this buboes had. And so we initiated our studies.
They looked at what happened to the plague bacteria in mice and found that the Black Death was scarily like the AIDS virus in the way it causes havoc, but thousands of years earlier. Plague finds its way into white blood cells called macrophages and hides from the immune system, taking over the lymph nodes and using the macrophages to traffic around the body, lymph node to lymph node. Soman Abraham thinks this gives a clue to new treatments because antibiotics don't always work.
So in seeing what the macrophages were doing, we then thought that an effective way to reduce the spread of the bacteria was to try and find ways to block this movement of macrophages from one node to the next. And there are drugs that block some of the receptors that are on macrophages that determine their movement from one lymph node to the other. And so when we use these drugs, we're able to show that we could dramatically reduce the infection and protect the mice from death. Even without adding antibiotics, we could actually protect 70% of the mice from death by just blocking the migration of the macrophages from one lymph node to the next.
Soman Abraham is Professor of Pathology at Duke University School of Medicine in North Carolina.